Clark Brookstone is one of the local event organizers. He says he has a very personal reason for supporting anything connected with the American Heart Association.
I have two artificial heart valves that keep me going. And it was a 10-hour operation, and I feel very fortunate to be here.
His continued existence and the ongoing lives of many thousands of other people made possible, he says, by the medical advances funded in large measure by support from the Heart Association.
Let's face it, everybody that's out there and hearing this probably knows somebody or will know somebody that's going to be affected by some form of heart disease or heart-related ailment.
But Brookstone is quick to add that healthy lifestyle choices are critical to not only successful recovery from heart disease, but also helping prevent heart disease in the first place.
A buffet is not your friend, and there's a lot of buffets here in town, and they're great. The only problem is your heart's not necessarily loving those. I get a kick out of these people that go to a fast food place, and they got this huge meal, and they're drinking a diet soda. I'm like, I don't think that's going to help that much. If you're trying to immediately lose weight, that's going to be a byproduct of if you start doing the right things. Sleep is very important. You have to get onto a regular sleep routine, a regular eating routine.
As well as a regular exercise routine. And speaking of exercise, Brookstone says a great way to do that is to take part in an upcoming opportunity to get the heart rate up for a good cause.
Our Big Bend Heart Walk is Thursday, September 12th. At 6 o'clock at Cascades Park. Now, there's going to be, I believe, a band beforehand. There's going to be tents set up by some of the corporate sponsors and all. There'll be somebody leading us in warm-ups and all to get involved. And the walk itself is 5K, but there are shorter versions.
He points out the yearly Big Bend Heart Walk is the primary local fundraiser for the American Heart Association.
When you donate, it goes to a good portion goes to research and development and technology and the new mechanisms that help out.
To make the effort more communal and fun, Brookstone says many participants form teams made up of coworkers, friends, and family. His team is made up of military veterans like himself, but he insists walk-in participants are just as welcome to take part.
There'll be people taking donations at the walk itself, or you can go online and make a donation like that. It is www.bigbendheartwalk.org.
Last year, more than 500 people were stepping out for healthier hearts. Organizers like Clark Brookstone are hoping for at least that many on Thursday, September 12th. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.